ओम शांति, ओम शांति। डू यू नो व्हाट इज द टॉपिक फॉर दिस सेशन? हु रिमेंबर्स द टॉपिक? रेज योर हैंड हु रिमेंबर्स द टॉपिक। 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. ओके, यस ब्रदर, व्हाट इज द टॉपिक? Emerging and experiencing the perfect self. So this is the theme for today, emerging and experiencing the perfect self. Did you think about it when this topic was announced in the morning class after the Murli? And till now, did you give a thought to it? What is meant by the perfect self, and what does it mean, emerging the perfect self, and then experiencing the perfect self? Actually, you know that I will suggest like this, that whenever you listen to the topic, that this and that will be the topic in this or that session, it will be very good if you can little bit think about it in advance, before, you know, you listen to the one who has to come onto the stage. And this way your knowledge becomes deeper and you begin to understand better your way of churning, contemplating also improves. Okay? For future, make it a habit. It will be very useful. So when I thought about this theme, then in front of me, the three forms of the perfect self emerge. Baba uses different words for the perfect stage, but in essence, we can say that there are three forms. One is the perfect Brahman. The perfect Brahman. Another form is, all of you know, angel. And the third perfect form is a deity. Right? As far as the stage of the soul in Paramdham is concerned, all the souls are perfect there at their own level. All the souls are pure, all the souls are bodiless, all the souls are viceless, all the souls are egoless. Everybody is perfect in Paramdham. So we won't talk about that stage. We'll talk about these three stages, the perfect Brahman, angel and a deity. I remember, you know, I came in Gyan 49 years ago. So I remember very well when we as Brahmins and many other students of our class in Delhi used to say to their family members that we are going to become a deity. Many times people used to say, first become a human being and then a deity. First become a human being, then think of becoming a deity. So what I was thinking today, actually, in real sense, a human being is a perfect Brahman. A perfect Brahman can be called a human being. And probably this is why Baba many times in the Murli says that you are becoming a Brahman. You are becoming a Brahman. The question arises, does this mean that I am not a Brahman now? What do you think? You are not a Brahman? How many of you are Brahmins? Raise your hands. How many of you are Brahmins? Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Somebody is raising like this. Raise your full hand. All of you, then why Baba says that you are becoming a Brahman. You know, actually, we are Brahmins. I am a Brahmin, but at the same time, we are becoming Brahmins. We are all Brahmins, but we very well know that we are not of the same level, right? We are not of the same level. We are gradually moving towards perfection, a perfect Brahman. You know, if we take this contrast, Dadi Janki is a Brahman, and each one of us sitting here is also a Brahman. Dadi Gulzar is a Brahman, and each one of us sitting here is also a Brahman. Is there some difference? Yes? Is there some difference or no? Yes or no? Yes. So what does it mean? That even the definition of Brahman, you know, becomes different when we are moving towards perfection. In my mind comes these four definitions. The first definition is when a soul recognizes Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba both. That is, when the soul recognizes their role, the role of Brahma Baba and the role of Shiv Baba. In other words, when the soul feels that I am the child of Prajapita Brahma and the grandchild of Shiv Baba. This is the first stage of a Brahman. Just the initial stage when you understand, yes, it's like this. And another still higher, little higher stage is when, having recognized the role of both the fathers, or father and grandfather, when a soul studies every day, and teaches every day. A Brahman is the one who studies and teaches. In Laukic life, the Brahmins don't take their food unless they have read any scripture or any story to anyone, you know. They study themselves and then definitely read it to others. So the second stage is when you study and teach. This is the stage of a Brahman. Still another stage is when you begin to follow the principles of purity fully. Basically celibacy, the purity of food, the purity of company. When you begin to follow these principles, this is still a higher stage of a Brahman. And I won't talk in detail about it. You know, celibacy is not just not any physical sexual relationships, but we understand the definition of purity, what Baba has explained to us, and the purity of food and the purity of company, in what stage it should be cooked, in what stage it should be eaten, you know, it all matters. And still higher stage, in one of the Murlis, Baba said, when you are not only brahmachari, but when you are brahmachari, that is when you follow Brahma Baba at his every step. That is called the stage of, a higher stage of a Brahman. When a Brahman, a true Brahman, is brahmachari, he follows Brahma Baba in his behavior, in his actions, in his character, in his speech, and so on. Here I remember, maybe you have heard it earlier also, that in scriptures it is written that Brahma spoke only when he wanted to create. Otherwise he kept silent. So if I am brahmachari, I don't speak unnecessarily. I don't speak any useless words. The question of negativity in my words, of course, do not arise. So, Brahman means, a higher stage of a Brahman is Brahmachari. So you can go like this. Now, this is how we step by step move towards the stage of a perfect self, a perfect Brahman. While listening to today's and yesterday's Murli, the image of that perfect Brahman came in front of me. And that the first point in which I would like to say is, that image is, today Baba said in the blessing, a perfect Brahman, Brahman's motto is less expenditure and great splendor. It will not be his only motto, but it will be reality of his life. Not just saying, because Baba says so, so we also repeat it. But in practically it will be visible, less expenditure and great splendor. Starting from physical, in words, in thoughts, in actions, in everything. This is perfect Brahman. Less. And if we recall here Brahma Baba's few last years, Baba used to speak very little. And when children used to come and give the news, Baba will listen to the news and after a few sentences, Baba would say, child, Baba has understood. He will not go in unnecessary details. He was here in action, but beyond action. This is the, you know, quality of a perfect Brahman. As Baba explained today, less time is spent, but more work is accomplished. So I need to check. So I accomplish any work in a quite a big time, or lesser and lesser and lesser time is needed. I speak few words, but clarity is more. I think less, but power and accuracy is more. This is the stage of a perfect Brahman. Physically also, less expenditure, less money is spent, but more splendor, more attainment. This is a perfect Brahman. And this is why Baba said that if this becomes the motto of your life, the result of it will be that your treasure stores will be full and overflowing. And this is the sign of perfection. Perfection and completion. You know, in Hindi there are two words, sampuran and sampanna, perfection and completion. Fullness. So when you use less, you economize, you conserve. And as a result, you store more, you accumulate more. Your treasure stores become full. And this is the sign of a perfect Brahman. But for this, you know, I think very important is to very well imbibe the knowledge of drama. We have extra thoughts, we speak a lot, we spend a lot of time in many things because we have unnecessary questions. Why, what, how and so on. We are more engaged in, you know, limited things. We forget, for example, the drama is coming to an end. And in what I am engaged now? Competition, you know, comparison, confusions, tensions. Drama is coming to an end. Have I understood it? Drama is benevolent. Every scene is benevolent. Have I understood it? Today Baba said, everyone has to play his own part. Has to play. You can't stop it. At the most, you can maybe inspire to do something better or good, you know. But you can't really change the person unless that person wants to do that. And so, if I understand drama very well, it will lead to less expenditure of time, words, thoughts, money, etc., etc., etc. But because I have understood drama, so to say, but really not. And this requires experimenting, you know. Baba says, every scene is benevolent. Let me check it. Is it so or not? Externally I see that it is something harmful. And Baba says it is benevolent. So who is right, Baba or me? My present experience or Baba's words? So let me test, let me experiment. And so this is the stage of a perfect Brahman, like Brahma Baba. In this stage, Brahma Baba was probably from the very beginning. The moment he understood drama, it was so stable. So stable. No fluctuation. This is what leads us to that perfect stage of a Brahman. Another perfect stage of a Brahman, I think, is not only Shiv Baba is egoless, but how egoless is Brahma Baba? Brahma Baba, as in his Laukik life, Dada Lekhraji, was a big man. So humble. Always at service. Only a humble soul can be a server in the real sense. And otherwise, we are doing some work, this or that, not service. Service brings happiness to those whom you serve. So egoless. This is a perfect Brahman. Very humble. Not even an iota of this desire of putting the self in front. Or putting my center in front. Or putting my city in front. Or putting my nationality, people of my nationality in front. No. Perfect Brahman means unlimited vision. Unlimited vision. Then, at the same time, Baba said, today I liked it very much, that a perfect Brahman, you know, probably it will happen like this. A perfect Brahman will not need to go here and there to serve. At least he will not have that desire to travel. Like at one place, but serving the whole world. And I remember here, during the last few years, Brahma Baba stopped traveling. Shiv Baba told him not to go anywhere. That means such a powerful stage like a lighthouse. Dadi Janki was saying last day that Brahma Baba never sat in an aeroplane. Never. but he becomes the world emperor number one. Because while being at one place, he served the world. He had that concern. And you know, this desire of traveling, touring and seeing different places, it's a very, very, you know, low stage of a Brahman. Touring, you know, Brahman do not think of touring. Tourism, you know, we have toured the whole cycle. Where Brahman go, they go for only service. Only service. And moreover, a perfect Brahman does not travel. Need not travel. But yes, of course, if Baba will say, he will go. It's a very powerful stage is needed. Another stage of a perfect Brahman is destroyer of obstacles. I think obstacles also are like difficulties. For a perfect Brahman, nothing is difficult, nothing is impossible, nothing is an obstacle. And that is why a perfect Brahman cannot even think of excuses. Perfect Brahman does not make excuses. One more thing which comes to my mind when I think of perfect Brahman is, Baba said yesterday about it, that you should have such an elevated attitude that your attitude makes others worthy and yogi. Think about it. Your attitude makes others, changes others into worthy beings and yogis. How does this happen? And in this aspect of perfect Brahman, the last point I would like to say is that perfect Brahman is really, like yesterday's Murli, a beautiful, fragrant flower of God's garden. Wherever that Brahman is, wherever, his fragrance continues to, you know, spread. Wherever that Brahman, in the class or outside or at job, workplace, wherever. But this fragrance spreads and a very spiritual atmosphere is created. So I need to ask myself here, where am I? I am affected by atmosphere, or atmosphere is affected by me? Well, when I heard many years ago the definition of perfection, somebody said in very beautiful words that being perfect means being free of or beyond defects and effects, any influence. Influence of anyone, whether it is you are impressed by somebody or suppressed by somebody or you are in the state of depression because of some situation. For a perfect Brahman, no suppression, no depression and no impression. Perfect Brahman is under the influence of only one. So ask yourself, am I affected by the atmosphere or atmosphere is affected by me? So now for some moments, because the topic is emerging and experiencing. Let us for some time try to experience this stage of a perfect Brahman. So now I would request you to sit straight, comfortable, but don't sleep. Don't lie down. Don't put your head at the back of the chair. Try to sit straight as much as possible. No need to write, but just feel. We'll take the last point of being a beautiful, fragrant flower of Baba's garden. Look at yourself in the mirror of knowledge. Look at yourself with the eyes of God. Look at yourself in the form of a living, beautiful, fragrant flower in the God's garden. Feel that you are a living, smiling, fully blossomed, beautifully fragrant, sweet flower of God's garden. Feel that Baba, the master of the garden, the Bhagwan, is looking at you with so much love. And is very happy to see you. Baba smiles. Wow, what a beautiful flower this is. How fragrant. How lovely. Feel that with the loving drishti of Baba, your fragrance becomes even more intense. And it spreads far and wide. And touches the soul's hearts. In particular, the souls of the divine family, the deity family. And the souls feel pulled, having experienced this fragrance, towards the one who has filled me, the flower, with this fragrance. Feel how easy it is to be a perfect Brahman. Wherever you are, just be aware, I am a living flower, beautiful, colorful, fragrant flower of God's garden. I go out only to spread this fragrance. This is the purpose of my life. To remain fragrant and to spread fragrance. So when this stage, becomes natural for us, when this stage becomes our nature, then there remains no gap between a Brahman and an angel. Brahma Baba attained perfection, and what happened? As a perfect Brahman, Brahma Baba is a Brahman, isn't it? So as a perfect Brahman, he became an angel. So this is the second form of the perfect self. The second form of the perfect self, the angel. I would definitely like to touch this point, that a perfect Brahman, though is beyond, but is very much at the same time to the earth. In the sense of the realization of his responsibilities. While I was contemplating on this theme, I was remembering that how before Brahma Baba attained his perfect stage, he asked Dadi Prakashmani to stay back in Madhuban, and he introduced every department to her, every department. What is this? What is this? What is happening here? Dadi used to live in Bombay. She didn't know many details of Madhuban. Like you come here, you enjoy, and you do not know many, many things which are happening. So Dadi, your teachers, even teachers come, you don't know many things. But Baba asked her to stay back and introduce everything, every department. And before he left the body, he answered all the letters. All the letters. He visited every department that day. Every department, every single department. Gave any advice, suggestion, direction to different, you know, VKs serving in different departments. So it's not that I am becoming perfect and what is happening there, I don't bother. Let people think about it, how to do, what to do and so on. No. Perfection means perfection in everything. A perfect Brahman is a far-sighted Brahman. He foresees in advance what will happen now and what should be done. No confusion, no worry, but exact steps. This is movement towards perfection. It should not be that the service for which I am responsible, and if I go from there somewhere as for some time, that service suffers. It is not the sign of a perfect Brahman. Baba's task should move smoothly in my presence, in my absence. I organize, I arrange in this way. This is the quality of a perfect Brahman. But without any worry. You understand? And then such a perfect Brahman reaches that stage called the stage of an angel. So when Baba defines angel, what comes to your mind first of all? Who is an angel? What is the definition of an angel? Come on. Be active. Huh? What is the definition? Yes? Louder? Companion of God. Companion of God. Anybody else? Yes? Louder? Giver. Bestower. Okay, very good. Anybody else? Detached and loving. Okay, Isho, another? Light. Light. Anybody else? Yes, yes, loud, loud. Did you take breakfast? Yes, huh? Karmatit. Karmatit. Very difficult word, isn't it? What is karmatit? What is karmatit? How would you explain karmatit? Can you explain? Beyond actions. Means does not perform any action. Like this. What is karmatit? Think about it. Okay, anybody else? Caring. Caring. Okay. I can't listen, but anyway, I think you know many answers to this. But when we think of an angel, somebody said the companion of God, but the one who is companion of God is also companion of people. This is the quality of an angel. Angel is very much connected to God, but at the same time, very much connected to people. And this is why the angel is able to bestow, to serve. Angel is merciful, very natural mercy. But at the same time, having a very gentle power, the ability to help others. Like we talked about a perfect Brahman. A perfect Brahman is the destroyer of obstacles. But an angel can give others power to destroy their obstacles. Angel has no obstacles. Right? Angel is flying. No obstacles. But angel has the power, the ability to give ability, help others to destroy their obstacles, to destroy their difficulties. And angel, as all of you said, is, Baba always says, double light. Light and always light, no burden. You all understand, mercy does not mean, you know, having pity. The real mercy is that when you are compassionate, but at the same time you are able to help. That is real mercy. This is why God is called merciful and angels are called merciful. When people talk of mercy, you know, it is not angelic mercy. Very often they only feel pity. They don't have that strength to help the soul. God is merciful because He is almighty. Ocean of love. Angels too are the same because they are very close to God. Angels are beyond earth and beyond any limits. For angels, no limits. Brahma Baba left his physical body and ascended to the subtle regions. Why? Why? Baba many times says, so that there are no limitations. Body creates limitations. Body creates limitations. There is limit to the strength, there is limit of time, there is limit of movement, you know, there is limit. But for an angel, there are no boundaries, there are no limitations. And this is why the speed of service after Baba became avyakt became very fast. Because no limitations of time and space. And so emerging our perfect stage of an angel means, first of all, going mentally beyond limitations. If I still create limitations, you know, I have to check my language. No? If I still have walls in my mind, it is very difficult to become an angel. I have to check. You know, people in the world, in body consciousness, have created these walls. And now I am a Brahman. Do I still have these barriers of language, nationalities, cultures, so on and so on and so on? Do I still think that I am better than other one? So, this is not the quality of an angel. Angels are beyond earth and beyond limitations. Baba said today, Lakshmi Narayan will give to their children. And how many children Lakshmi Narayan have? How many? Two. Just two. They will give to their children, not to everyone. Though the, you know, kingdom in golden age is like a family as a whole. But still, the son of Sri Narayan one will become the emperor, isn't it? Not the son of the subject. So they will give to their children. But Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, they give to all. Mukti and Jivan Mukti. Shiv Baba is Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba became an angel. Therefore, there cannot be any boundaries and limitations. And for this, I recall one of the classes by Brother Jagdish. He said, this is one of the very powerful stage of yoga when you take your consciousness to subtle region. Go there. Feel yourself in light. Feel yourself surrounded by light. Feel yourself sitting in front of Bab Dada, who are light. Be light. Be connected to this light. And feel that how in this powerful stage, in 1 second, a huge transformation takes place. So this is actually the power of an angel. This is our stage. We have to reach that stage. Baba says that Tat Tvam, you are the same. Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba does not become an angel. Shiv Baba is Shiv Baba. He is always Shiva. He need not become an angel. He creates angels. Creates angels. And creates means he transforms Brahmins into angels by gradually taking them to the stage of a perfect Brahman. This, you know, the study which we are studying at Confluence Age is so simple. Just few lessons. So simple. But we are studying during years. So many years. Why? Why Baba is still keeping on teaching? It is so simple. Because Baba wants to create angels by making us perfect Brahmins. He could successfully transform us from Shudra to a Brahman. It did not take much time. But to change a Brahman into a perfect Brahman, it really takes the whole Confluence Age. The whole Confluence Age goes in this. That a Brahman becomes a perfect Brahman. So we all say our symbol is lotus. But we are living a lotus-like pure life. Very deep, actually. Perfect lotus. perfectly detached, perfectly loving. See, this is perfect Brahman. But then, and this perfect Brahman then becomes an angel when he moves to the subtle region. Now this body does not stop him. So emerge this stage of an angel. Let's go again in that stage of perfection. Put your notebooks on the side. Baba has given us the wings of Jnana and Yoga, of beauty and love. And on these wings, the soul easily flies to the subtle region. Feel yourself in the form of light. In the world of light. In front of Bab Dada. Who are light, in the form of light. Feel how light you are. Nothing and no one is pulling you down. I am light. I am surrounded by light. I am with Bab Dada. I feel how Baba's drishti, in a fraction of a second, goes around the whole world. That is every soul, every heart. And I do the same. I am with Baba, the world server. Whole world. It is so big. so small. In a second, I fly and touch every soul. I am connected to Baba. And the third form of perfect self is deity. Now, how to emerge this form? Easy? Deity. In front of us, maybe here, right, we do not know. No, we know how Lakshmi Narayan look, how deities. Not maybe the exact features, but still. So is it easy to emerge and experience the self as a deity? Easy? No? Yes or no? No? Yes? No? Yes? Yes, yes, yes. Not that easy as a perfect Brahman like this. So deities, what is the perfect, you know, perfect deity? They of course go to school. You know, during the whole day, what do? Sing, dance, go around, go for picnics, go for walking in the garden, look at each other. So I was feeling that if we can visualize this scene, that each one of us is beautifully adorned, beautifully dressed up like deity. Our white dress is very beautiful, but like deity. Beautifully dressed, beautifully decorated. You are seeing yourself? Necklace is there? Yes. Earrings are there? Yes. And double crown. A crown of diamonds, crown of light. Beautiful. So what do you think when the deities, one deity came out of his palace, another came out of his palace, and they met each other? How do they look at each other? How do they look? Pure love, what is that? Can you demonstrate? How do they look at each other? So now I would like you to stand up. Okay. So now, let us visualize that this is this hall. It is a garden of golden age. And all of you have come out of your palaces and going for a walk in this huge, beautiful, lovely, very, very lovely garden of golden age, garden of heaven. So now come out of your places, come out of your palace, come out of your palace and move. You can move in front. You can move in front, you know, in these, you know, passages between. Maybe you are going together with somebody, holding each other's hand. Maybe alone. And you meet, walk like a deity. How do deities walk? Straight, not bend back, walk like a deity. In the garden you see the beautiful tree laden with lovely apples. Now pluck the tree, pluck from the tree this apple. Pluck it and take the juice. Pluck another apple, give it to your friend. look at your friend with love. Your eyes are speaking, I am happy to see you. And the eyes of other one, I too. Move further. Do you feel that you are walking, but you are not walking? You are swimming. There is no noise. The deities don't make noise. Deities do everything, but the least sound is produced. Feel, this is me, my perfect form, a deity. The body is perfect, the soul is perfect. The mind is perfect. And again here you meet someone and with drishti you say hello. Now having this beautiful walk in the lovely garden of heaven, you can enter your palace and sit on your throne in the same dignified royal way as you were walking in the garden. So sit on your throne like a king. How a king sit? Very powerful king, but very loving king. So, during these 10 minutes, of being in golden age, did you feel any pain in your body? Did you feel any pain? No. Did you feel a little bit lethargic? Sleepy? No? Did you note that everything was so beautiful, so sweet? So many of you in this little space, but they were so silent. This is our perfect stage, the perfect self. This is what Baba teaches us, that the perfect beings don't give pain, not only to souls, but even to the elements of nature. The perfect beings are thankful to even the elements of nature. The perfect beings use these elements with gratitude. And therefore, they do not waste anything. And this is how we reach that stage and create the perfect world. The perfect world where there is nothing lacking, neither physically nor emotionally nor spiritually. Everything is full. So therefore, we again and again keep on emerging our perfect stage, our perfect self. But the first and the foremost is a perfect Brahman. A perfect Brahman. And so if our attention, you know, the whole subject is of attention, actually. If our attention is on this aim, and that is what Baba said today, less expenditure and great splendor in every aspect. This is what leads us to perfection. So perfection is nothing, beyond our reach. We can. And Baba, who is, you know, our theme for this season is simplicity. Baba is most simple, but most wise. Simplicity, simple is genius. It is said. Just a point, but so much full of wisdom. In this small sentence, less expenditure, great splendor, is whole wisdom. So we need to be the embodiment of the significance of these four words, and we attain our perfect stage. Om Shanti.